This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Mr. Barr, now the American people know that you are no different from Rudy Giuliani or Kellyanne Conway or any of the other people who sacrificed their once decent reputation for the grifter and liar who sits in the Oval Office.
And that was the general tenor of the questioning today. As U.S. Attorney General William Barr appeared before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee to defend his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's recent report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election, and Barr's controversial determination that the U.S. President Donald Trump did not obstruct the investigation. Mazie Hirono is a Democratic United States Senator from Hawaii.
We know more about your deep involvement in trying to cover up for Donald Trump. Being Attorney General of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed that trust. America deserves better. You should resign.
Much of the hearing focused on a letter Mueller wrote to Barr on March 27th, in which he complained about the summary letter to Congress. Democrats suggest the attorney general was covering for the president. In his own defense, the attorney general said his summary was based upon what he'd specifically read in the report.
The placeholder, in my judgment, was the simple statement of what the bottom line conclusions were.
He then tried turning the tables against the special counsel, Robert Mueller.
If he felt that he shouldn't go down the path of making a traditional prosecutive decision, then he shouldn't have investigated.
Now, the attorney general was to have appeared before the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee tomorrow, but he says he won't be there. House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler says that won't do, and he could be held in contempt. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States may intervene militarily in Venezuela. He appeared on the Fox Business Network program Mornings with Maria.
Military action is possible. If that's what's required, that's what the United States will do. We're trying to do everything we can to avoid violence. We've asked all the parties involved not to engage in that kind of activity. We'd prefer a peaceful transition of government there.
In Venezuela, opposition leader Juan Guaido is urging his backers to take to the streets again to protest Maduro's continued rule. Guaido has also repeated his call for the nation's armed forces to join the effort to remove Maduro from power. That call has so far been unsuccessful, and for now, Nicolas Maduro seems very much in control. Many South Africans say they're fed up by the longtime ruling African National Congress ahead of a general election on May the 8th. Now, as South Africa marks 25 years of ANC rule, that sentiment appears to have also spread to an area the ANC has long considered safe, the countryside. VOA's Anita Powell reports from rural Northern Cape.
Political polls show that the ANC is poised to lose support from 62% nationwide in 2014 to as little as 57% this year. The party has dominated every national poll since the beginning of democracy in South Africa in 1994. But this year, rural voters say, things will change. Olga Fakazi, a 38-year-old nurse, said she voted for the ANC in 2014. This year, disgusted by corruption and poor service delivery in her small town, she says she plans to boycott the polls entirely.
They're just like concentrating on all these big towns, but here in the rural places, they're not even coming. They're not coming to us. So I don't see why I should vote for the ANC. Really, I'm not going to vote for the ANC.
They're among a growing demographic of disillusioned ANC supporters. Many are turning to opposition parties like the Democratic Alliance or the Economic Freedom Fighters. Anita Powell, VOA News, Northern Cape, South Africa.
And South Africa's next election is 1 week from today. South Korea has reopened the joint security area in Panmunjom to the public a year after a historic summit there between the two Korean leaders Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un. The area in the demilitarized zone separating North and South Korea has long been a popular tourist site, but tours were suspended in October due to security issues. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Trade Representative Robert Leitzinger are in Beijing for the latest round of trade talks with China as the world's two largest economies try to reach a resolution to their trade war. The two met today with Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, the main economic advisor to President Xi Jinping. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.